You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Going Los Angeles, this is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray, and a very beautiful and sunshiny day here at the beach, wanting to say happy Oscar Sunday to everyone. Boy, what an event that the Mariano Group put on Thursday. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors, everyone that came out. I am so grateful to be here with you. I have an amazing guest. Shout out to the Resilient team. Thank you for my sweatshirt. We all could be resilient AF. And there's a lot of stuff. So we will be doing a feature of what is the brand, what's in the bag. I'll be doing that on YouTube after the show to highlight a couple of the brands that we discovered during the event. So without further ado, we have Stephanie Michaela on The Startup. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Really,
yes, my pleasure. Let's go full screen. We want to hear about you and your music. So, Sam, let's go full screen on Stephanie. Stephanie, tell us who you are and tell us about your music.
Okay, I am Stephanie Michaela. I call myself a soulful pop R&B artist, and I have been singing ever since I was little. I would say the age of 2 years old. And I am just so grateful to be able to pursue my passion once again after taking a break from the music industry. It's been wonderful to be back in full force, and I'm here to tell my story of how it all started, being in the business, going through a lot of ups and downs. And now here I am back with my new story. I have 5 kids now. I am ready to show them that I'm not just a mom and I'm here to pursue my dream and inspire others. So that is my goal.
I love that for you. I love that. And yes. I think it's important. Yes, it's important to show the kids that you can do more than just make them dinner and help them.
I know. I know. It's really cool. It's neat to be able to share that.
Well, yeah. And so let's start at the top. Talk to us about, you know, your journey as a musician. I mean, how did you begin and what was your inspiration in the beginning?
Well, I just think, like, as a young child, just hearing, you know, different melodies in my head and just, like, looking out the window all the time and coming up with little songs and performing them for my family, I knew that that was my way of expressing myself. So it started early on, and then just doing performances at the schools, and just it went from that, turned into musicals. And then people would come up to me and ask me to record at studios when I was younger. And we had family friends that took me in their studio and had me record. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever when you're little, like, I don't know, just hearing yourself back, just my first studio experience. I was hooked ever since. So it started there, and then the story, it goes on. I mean, it could go on forever about that, but when the passion started.
Yeah, so that's the very root of it. Yeah. And I think that there's something to it when we speak about startup stories and journeys as entrepreneurs. You kind of having that knowing. Can you speak to that for young artists that might be, you know, not sure about, like, what was that calling for you? How did you know that what you were going to do was music? I know that you said you felt it at a young age, but can you describe what that felt like?
You know, it's really hard. I think sometimes, like, when you look at others, when you're a young kid, like, maybe you're not the best student. I definitely was not the best student, but I knew I had my outlet, and my outlet was my music. So turning to that was literally, it saved me, because I couldn't keep up with the kids in school. I never felt great about myself with that, but I had my music. And so that built my confidence. And so I knew, not only did I enjoy, I literally lost myself in song and coming up with my own lyrics and stuff as a young child. I lost myself in that. And that's where I built my confidence. So I felt good doing that. I knew I had something to share with the world. So you kind of just got to roll with it. And if you feel it inside, explore it, you know, like, that's your passion. You're meant to do it. I just, I didn't ever want to stop. So I kept going forward and forward as the years went on. I went to, I recorded on and off as a young child. I went to a performing arts boarding school for high school for my last few years, which led me to Boston Conservatory for musical theater as well. So it kind of like, I tried to just, I thought I was going to do musical theater. I really did think that was my path, but I knew
I love theater, by the way. We love.
Oh, good. Yeah. It's so fun. And I think that's where definitely all my sound and stuff does stem from. Like, I like a lot of clarity when you hear singers sing. Like, I like to be able to hear what they're singing. Yeah. So I think because of my musical theater training, it taught me to really be expressive, and you know, you'd be able to hear all the lyrics so clearly. So that is definitely part of my sound as well. But I also, my love is truly like songwriting, hopping in the studio, really being in the moment. I lose myself and create these pieces now that are just really, really raw and real.
I mean, listen, it has to be very, very rewarding, and it has to be a confidence builder to play these mm-hmm. songs in your head, write them out, you know, perform mm-hmm. them to someone, and then get the positive feedback. I think like anything else in business or anything that, that you're aspiring to be good at, that's a confidence builder, right? Especially at a young age.
Yeah. I mean, like when you perform at a young age and you have those people, that's what also helped, right? So when I was a young kid and they come up to me and be like, oh my gosh, you're so good. How do you have such a great voice? You're like, I was like the littlest girl with the biggest voice in elementary school. That validation as a kid is everything, right? And like, oh my gosh, this is really something. And so my parents pushed me, thank goodness. And they got me all the coaches I needed and really supported my passion. And
here we are in 2.0.
Here we are. You know what? It wasn't an easy road. Here we are. But it's like there was a lot of weird stuff that happened to me. I would say like, you know, early 20s. And I definitely lost a lot of trust in people in the music business. And I have to say that, you know, there's no easy to let everyone know. There's no easy way to go through this business at all. Like, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Yeah. And I lost a lot of trust. I mean, there were a lot of promises that were broken, a lot of weird situations I was in. And I really thought if I did X, Y, and Z, it would take me to where I needed to be. And that was not the case. So I'm glad I learned that.
You're not the only one, Stephanie. RIP to Angie Stone. We just lost her the other day. A big loss in the music industry, I'm sure you have heard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're hearing stories about these battles of getting royalties and mechanics and mechanicals. Is it mechanicals? Mm-hmm. These payments that their trusts are owed. And it really is. But you know what? Here's the thing. I really feel like this is a new age with technology, with the mm-hmm. way that you can track and independently put out your music. I mean, mm-hmm. can you speak to that a little bit for that starter upper, your musician? I mean, which path do you think should they be sending out samples and testing it on reels? I mean, how should people be doing it?
Well, I think it's great now that you're able to go record what you want, put it online, and just see the reaction. I mean, I'm all about posting as much as possible, getting little snippets out there, testing the water, seeing who's going to react, who's not. I mean, they're not going to like all your music. It is what it is. Like, I'll put stuff out, and if I don't get reactions, I just have to, it is what it is. I can love it. Doesn't mean everyone else is going to. Move on to the next.
That's it.
You just got to keep going. You know, you can't, I had to learn that. It's not about, I don't need to be validated by others. I'm at a place in my life. This is me. I'm raw. I'm real. I'm a mom. I have my good days. I have my bad days. And no, this is it. Like, if you don't like it, then don't listen to it.
Go get something else. But we're here to stay 2.0. Yes. Stephanie Michaela, you guys, we're going to sample. Are you going to give us a little sample for folks out there, for all my producers, all my directors, all my creatives? If you're looking for musical content, please reach out to Stephanie Michaela.
Yes.
And Stephanie, let's plug your handles before you do your music. Where can people find you and your team?
Stephanie Michaela Music. You can definitely find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. It's all Stephanie Michaela Music, or my website is stephaniemichaela.com. So you can find me on any of those handles. Oh, YouTube
and
as well.
Of course, YouTube. YouTube's hot. I'm excited to speak to you offline as well. Oh, the sun is really shining, guys. The spring is coming through my window here.
Yeah.
But I want to speak to you because, you know, I did the world's first doc, independent doc trilogy. I have been using local artists from around those areas that I traveled and the world. And I featured them in my first film, now streaming on Vimeo. And Vimeo and and Roku. So I want to speak to you about that. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get an exclusive here on The Startup. And Sam, let's go full screen. Stephanie's going to play a sample of one of her.
Tracks. Yes, I will do that right now. Let's see if I can. It's not.
Just queuing that up.
Yes.
Yeah. Follow us on at The Startup with Monique LeRae on Instagram, Twitter X, Facebook. We just got a new page there, TikTok, and more. Happy Oscar Sunday in the spirit of that. Movies and soundtracks and film and TV and, well, movie and film are the same. Television and movie and soundtracks. We have artist Michaela here, who is an original artist. She's in LA. She's jumping back in the game. And I'm really excited to feature her here today. You're ready? We're ready, Stephanie.
I know, but for some reason, it's like, that's okay.
That's okay. And you guys, make sure you follow Stephanie on Instagram or on www.stephaniemichaela.com.
Yes, you'll find also all on of it.
All of it. YouTube.
All of it. It's all
and
on
you,
there.
And your genre, you said, is a pop soul, right?
I'm a soulful pop R&B artist. Yes.
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 Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Who are your inspirations, Stephanie? Who has been your inspiration?
Grew up loving Mariah Carey, Boyz II Men, John B, Whitney Houston, all of them. So that's kind of where I get the whole emotional sound and just really want people to connect and feel the emotions through my lyrics. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping. And this single that's out right now, Found in You, that I'm trying to clearly get to play. And for some reason, Found in You is the foundation of my relationship with my husband, and it is what has driven me to really full force get back into my music. Wow. And without this story, this love story, and what we've created together, it would not have allowed, the inspiration wouldn't have been there to follow my dream as it is now. So
I love that. It's a catalyst. I mean, these are the things that people want to connect with in music. I think you're smart to draw from your life and your love story. And I got to tell you, we need a little bit more love in the world right now. And I think there's a lot of people who have dated and, well, I'll just speak to myself. It is a jungle out there. I mean, what can you leave us single people or people who are newly single or whatever from your love story and your song? I mean, what can you leave us with that's positive?
Like, go with your instincts, you know, don't just settle. Like your intuition, if you really sit back and think, like, your intuition's going to guide you. Like it really will. What you think you need is not typically right. Like you think you need something, it's not. What you think is right for you sometimes isn't. So just follow the path. And then I'm telling you, it's going to take you in the right direction. It really, really? Will. As long as you got to just trust a little bit.
In that
respect, I think.
You seem happy. You got 5 kids. You're back in the game.
I mean, they tried to interrupt me, so you'll probably see it at one moment. Okay. I gave them side eye.
No, that's okay. That's real. That's real life. No, you know,
it is.
Streaming world. Life happens while we're streaming. And, you know, I'm really glad to meet you. Your energy jumps off the screen. I think that you were an inspiration to moms.
Thank you.
People, not just moms, to everybody. Yeah. And I think that you must be a master of time management. I mean, how do you carve out time?
You know, it's when I really make sure they head out to school. And that's when it's like, for your mind, I like to work out. And then I head right into my office. I'm writing, I'm doing whatever. I'm focusing solely on with my coach. Just, I want to get where I need to be. Once school's over, it's not about me anymore. It's about their activities. Boom, boom, boom. Sometimes they're in here while I'm writing a song and I get their opinion or I sing, but that's when I do it. So I have the window of like 8 to 3 and then it's all about that.
Oh yeah. That's a good little chunk of time.
Yeah.
And I like that we've left our listeners and viewers on a cliffhanger now. You guys are just going to have to go to stephaniemichaela.com, darling. You have to go to her website. her YouTube or her Insta and get her music. And yeah, we can purchase it as well, right, Stephanie?
You can purchase it. You can download it on all the platforms, and yeah, it's available. And wait for the next. It's, you know, there's the music video dropping this Friday. You can check it out. There's a lot of good things coming your way.
So I'm excited. We're going to have you back. Thank you for making time on this Oscars Sunday.
Oh, my God. Day.
And you guys, get with Stephanie Michaela. You will not be disappointed. She's talented. She's resilient AF. And she doesn't quit. And
I don't. No.
Stephanie, keep shining, girl. I know we'll see
Thank
you at the top.
You. Thank you. I appreciate it. No one give up. Like, that's my thing. Don't give up. It's never too late. Like, there's a bump. There's bumpy roads. But don't let that stop you, really.
That's so true.
I know, right?
Oh my goodness. Bumpy roads. Put your helmet on and go through.
Yeah. And I don't want it to look like everything's great, because you'll hear a song about that. That comes out in a little bit. You know, it's like, ooh, yeah, you just got to stay focused and just not let the outside noise get in.
I love that. Don't let anything stop you. Nothing.
Nope.
And also I was going to say, you know, before we close, if you do stop, don't give up. You can take a pause.
Yeah. If you stop, which is what I had the issue with, you're not going to walk around happy. I literally am so much more fulfilled incorporating music and doing this as well as being a mom.
Yeah.
Like, I did not spend my time like doing stuff that was fulfilling, like fully. It was not, I was missing something. Yeah. So if you guys can find something that you're passionate about, doesn't have to be full blown,
right,
you will see how your mindset will change. You'll walk around happier. Not going to be so, there's so many people just walking around angry. You're not going to be angry, because you're going to have this fulfillment. I'm telling you, it's like a game changer.
Yeah, because you're doing your calling. You're doing your passion.
Yeah.
And I agree. I think you just have to have that balance. Take that hour.
Yeah.
Walk that hour out. Even if you can, you know, if that's all you got. Or
totally.
That weekend. Well, totally. I really love this. I think Stephanie has given us inspiration.
Oh,
and time management, and you've really given us hope here in a time when we need it. We're going to be looking for that music video, Stephanie. I'm very excited.
I would love to just, like, if you have a second, I can, I think I can do it right here. I think that I didn't. Oh, what? Here we go.
All right, guys, let's go full screen. This is Stephanie Michaela on the Startup.
Yeah, this is it.
Sam will go.
Oh, you know what? It's just the track by itself.
It's okay.
That's what I had on my computer.
You know what?
That song, guys?
No, that song. Listen, let's make them download it. Like, that beat is giving me spring in Miami.
This is what you're going to get. But if you want to look me up, you will hear the lyrics, everyone.
Hey. All right.
There you go,
guys. Stephanie Michaela on this Oscar Sunday. Stream her song. And we will see you guys next week. What will you start today? Stephanie, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. See, listen for my sound. You'll hear this.
Go into the spring like that. See you guys next Sunday.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.